Hello and welcome to a preview of this week's bonus episode on the movie Snatch. It's a Guy Ritchie movie, which means English blokes doing crime in an English manner. You should check out the full thing on Patreon for only $3.50 a month, plus extended cuts of our regular episodes. I've been Jason Statham, and I'm playing Jason fucking Statham.
This is England.
It's just dudes being dudes.
Yeah, we got
Jason Statham playing
Jason Statham playing Turkish.
Playing Jason Statham.
I mean, yes, you're right, but he's Turkish. He's like he's a gambling good dude. He
runs a boxing promotion.
He trains fighters. Yeah, he is a boxing promoter. He has a weird little sidekick called Tommy.
Yeah. Yes. It.
And they're preparing their boy, Gorgeous George, for an upcoming match.
I mean, it's what I said at the start of the episode. These two are like your middle to upper class guy. You have the smart one, and you have the idiot friend that they have from secondary school and they can't get rid of.
Exactly,
yes. Just got them all in frozen and horses.
So, yeah, God, it is. That's... Fuck. Fuck.
Ryan, you were saying that?
Oh no, I was just saying that is exactly what the situation is, yeah.
So yeah, we have just sort of our little montage where we show off our people. We've got Turkish and Tommy, we have sort of Bricktop, who's like the gangster sort of underground bookie, sort of like gambling sort of magnate, I guess you'd call him.
Yeah.
We have our anti-Semitic payday gang, they're working for an American who is known as Cousin Avi. Yeah,
welcome to Belgium, because as we all know about diamonds are from the Belgian Congo.
No, they're from Antwerp, aren't they? They're from Antwerp. Don't worry how they got there.
Yeah, don't worry about it. What's this weird boat that's pulled up? It's full of auras and smells weird. Don't worry about it.
Never even heard of King Leopold.
Even though he's haunting the boat.
What's that? Rubber? I don't know what you're in.
So yeah, anti-Semitic payday gang. The anti-Semitic payday gang show up to this diamond place, and they're in disguise as like your most stereotypical Jewish guys ever.
Yep.
Doing fake sort of like Jewish accents, having a very over-the-top discussion about how
the damn Christians,
the damn Catholics. The damn Catholics and the Christians misinterpreting the Bible. Virgin Mary wasn't even a virgin.
God, making up prophecies, the fucking goyim.
So yeah, they get let in to this sort of like secure area.
And this is this is where my brain sort of twigs on. Is this actually anti-Semitic? Because the guy who runs the diamond store is so stereotypically Jewish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think any of us on this podcast are qualified to say whether or not this is actually anti-Semitic, but it is a little sus.
I don't think the person making it thinks it is, legitimately.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
But
It's sus, we should say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I will say, with their little rant about shitty idiot mistranslations of the Bible, they are right, but
Well, yeah. The Bible was
Now we're getting into an oath.
Yeah, listen, we're also not here to talk about the history of the Bible, the Catholic faith, the potential for mistranslation considering it's gone through fucking Hebrew to Greek to Latin and the existence of word drift.
They get into this secure area, stereotypical sort of Jewish guy who's like the floor manager or whatever, sees them and he's like, "Hey, Morty, why did you take so long?" And then very quickly realizes, "Hang on a fucking second.
This is not my dude. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my dude does not have four pistols strapped to one guy.
Yeah, they sort of walked up too close to him.
Realized he had a gun.
The detection meter filled up.
Well, that's not a thing anymore, Frosty. They got rid of it in Payday 3. They got rid of everything.
What? I'm not talking about fucking Payday 3.
You're talking about the good 2. One, yes.
Yeah, detection meter's filled up. They have to shout everyone down.
Everybody down!
But it's just the fucking diamond. It's just the fucking diamond store heist. It's not like a big stakes one, right?
Yeah.
You could just shout them all down ECM if you need to take care of the guards' pages quickly. You know, it's all.
Yeah, they actually taken the security guard as well, watching the cams.
They take it all down. Payday. They get the fucking diamond. Like, of all of, like, the criminal, like, elements in this movie, this is, like, the only one that goes successfully.
I just had a thought. Isn't this just the diamond for Vlad from Payday 2?
Yeah, this is the diamond they need to drill into the Golden Green Casino. They're putting on the big drill.
Ah, that's what this is.
So, yeah, So Cousin Avi, he's very happy with this heist that's gone well. And so he decides to do the most big brain idea possible. You know, we're going to take it to London. We're going to get it appraised by my boy in London, Doug.
Yep.
And to do that, I'm going to send Benicio del Toro playing Frankie Fourfingers.
Yeah, my boy Benicio del Toro. Young Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro, yep. Who is, he's known for one thing, and that's being a gambling fiend who's bad with money, and we're going to trust him with our valuable diamond.
Listen, he's a good guy.
Who doesn't like a flutter?
We're fine.
You could have trusted any fucking one else in the gang except Frankie, and you picked Frankie.
Here's the thing. Frankie is a gambling man in every respect, except for, like, when he gives his gun over to the guy in the van, he's sure to empty it first. And the first thing he does when
he's a member of the Payday crew. He's not, you know, he's been around the block, right?
I mean, I just find it ironic that he's a gambling addict, but he's also plays it really fucking safe in regards to everything else.
He's a really good criminal.
He's
a shit gambler.
Well, he's a really good criminal. He's a really good criminal, and he's, like, trying his best to, like, avoid his gambling urges, but he's, like, very easily pulled into it.
Yes.
Because he's an addict.
Yes. My dude has a gambling
problem. Okay.
Like, it...
We cut away from... Sorry, you carry on.
The worst bit is, right, it's Grand National Weekend, the British Grand Prix is on, and Wimbledon is happening all at the same time!
Oh, no!
There's too many things to bet on!
No, it's good.
And it's the Big Brother finals!
Nobody cares about Big Brother.
Not only that, the Russians with them are like, yo, we have a big game at the Greyhound races nearby, you want to come?
Yep. Oh, God, actually...
We do some crocodile together?
Actually, Storm, you say that, but they bought Big Brother back, and it actually showed something horrible. In 2005, Big Brother contest, the Big Brother winner came out as transgender. Nobody cared. 2023, Big Brother contestant comes out as transgender. Horrific abuse.
What?
Yay!
Yay, thank you, current day UK. I mean, should we be surprised about the television show that is one of the things that basically created Andrew Tate?
Oh,
no. He got kicked off. It really didn't do much for him, honestly, in the end.
No, he was too much of a shit for Big Brother, which is impressive.
No, he got kicked off because at the time...
Accusations that was made about...
He was being investigated by police.
Ah, yes.
Flat Andrew Tate, who is definitely not a sex criminal, fleeing to Romania to avoid allegations of being a sex criminal, to flee to a country in which he says has more lax laws about sex crime.
Yes, no.
Not a sex criminal, though.
Look, it says on the shirt, I am not a sex criminal. I did not move to Romania for sex criminal reasons. I moved here for non-sex criminal reasons, like buying a castle.
So, yeah, we cut away from our boy Frankie back to Turkish.
Oh, welcome to...
Jesus,
actually, hold on. I want to go back to Frankie because I would like to give him the Frankie Four Fingers Award for gun safety.
We've already have one gun safety award. We can't have an award for good gun safety and bad gun safety.
No, we can.
Yeah, good the Frankie Four Fingers Award for good gun safety.
Okay.
Nah, because because I don't want to name two awards after the same movie, because I have a different award I would like to give to Forge, Simmer, Create, because of this fucking thing.
I've got a new business and course to set up in the name of this episode as well.
Excellent. What is it, the Bricktop Guide to Crime?
No, it's the Tyrone Advanced Driving School.